Hi, I'm Miss Beatrix. This is fiction. This is fantasy role play, all made for the purpose of adult entertainment. None of it is real or ever should be. This is performed by an adult, me, and intended for adults only. I do not condone nor encourage these activities in the real world. If extreme taboo content disturbs you, close this media file now. Otherwise, have fun and enjoy. You must have really fucked up, sir. The gentleman you're in debt to delivered your family members to me about a month ago, and they've settled in nicely, finally. It took a few days, to be honest. I mean, they all tried to protest, cried, begged, pleaded, and they finally realized that there was no escaping this predicament, though, especially after I reminded them daily that it was your fault and that they were payment for your debt. And it's a shame, really. They've been pretty upset, understanding that you are out living a free life and they are enslaved here because of your poor decisions. It's such a shame. Whoa, whoa, whoa. You can just go ahead and calm yourself down. I did not decide this for your family members. I did not decide your family members were to be sold to me. I'm just a business owner that was offered a sale, and you don't tell this guy no. You probably understand this now. But anyways, so I am the madam of this brothel, and your wife, mother, and sister have been active whores here for the past few weeks. And this is a very active brothel. A lot of business. I'm open 24/7, and I am known for having the best whores that are no limits. And yes, that means the women of your family are no limit whores. You can cry all you want, but it's not going to change the fact that this is your reality. The women you were supposed to protect and cherish are now practically sex slaves and do unspeakable sexual acts for men, and they keep zero money. I mean, they're fed, bathed, given basic necessities, but all their earnings are sent straight to the man that you owe money to. Plus my commission, of course. Can you see them? Well, eventually, yes, you are going to see them. I have some plans for them today with you. And I know you are probably having a difficult time imagining how they are such cheap whores who will do anything for their clients. I can imagine your wife probably had typical, vanilla, boring sex with you before she came here. Actually, I know she did. I had to teach her a lot of things about cocksucking, anal, various fetishes, and she was a tough nut to crack. I mean, she still cries almost every day, but I've beat it out of her not to fucking cry in front of the clients. That's not sexy. So she's been told never to do that. So whenever I receive women that are sold to me and not used to being prostitutes, I have some male acquaintances that come over and roughly use them to get them used to having sex with strangers. Your wife, though, she was a tough one. She kept trying to tell us that she cannot cheat on you and that she's not on birth control, blah, blah, blah. And as my guys took turns raping her, and yes, it was rape because she was screaming no the whole time. But I kept reminding her that if you were actually a good husband, she wouldn't be here, and that you actually did cheat on her by gambling with money. And it was very effective, giving her these reminders as she was being gang raped, because after 3 days of fighting, she just finally gave in and stopped fighting so much and just took the continuous rape. And the same thing happened with your mother and sister. They had a bit less fight in them. I guess maybe because they aren't married to you. Not sure. But your mother has been depressed. She really has, and just generally disgusted. She had no idea some of these kinks and fetishes existed that are very popular here. I'm not sure your mother had really even sucked cock before she came here. She didn't know what to do and presented with one. And boy, it took a lot of teaching. But your mom, I proudly say, can now deep throat with the best of them. Your sister, she's actually pretty popular here already amongst the clients. She's a very sexy woman, so she's chosen by men a lot, and she makes a very pretty cheap whore. I think she's taken the most cock out of three of them, to be honest, if I think about it. I even think that she's so mindfucked that she enjoys the anonymous sex. She comes all the time because, you know, I know she's quite a squirter. So yeah, your sister, she's 100% full on cheap whore. I think she just accepted her awful fate, decided by her own brother, and went full in. You turned your sister into a whore. But all three of them are officially my girls and in rotation. And my girls here in the brothel work anywhere from 15 to 18 hours a day. Like I said, I run a busy, successful brothel, and I'm successful for many reasons. I have cheap whores who have no limits, including your family. I offer budget services for the cheap fucks that just come in with $20, which will get you a super quick hand job. Or you can roll in here with thousands of dollars and see and participate in one of the kinkiest sex shows that you'll ever see in your lifetime. My girls, they will never tell a client no. And I don't fuck around. And my girls know this. If they fuck around with not making a client happy, they are either beaten by one of my hardcore sadistic clients that are on call, or I bring in some nasty, homeless fucks to have their way with a punished girl because, you know, I do love charity. I love giving back to my community. And my girls just hate being fucked by homeless men. They're stinky and are riddled with diseases. So since my girls work so many hours, depending on the day, they could service anywhere from, I don't know, maybe 5 to 20 clients a day. It just depends. So yeah, your wife, mother, and sister have been here for a month, so you do the math. They have already sucked and fucked many, many cocks. And guess what? I've been instructed to show you around and make sure you see your debt in progress. Oh, you can whine and complain all you want, but unlike you, when this man tells me to do something, I don't fucking hesitate. And you've learned how serious he is about getting what he wants. So what you're going to do is you're going to walk around with me, aren't you? And you're going to see your family members in full cheap whore status. Plus, this is super fun for me. You'll get to see how good of a job I've done training your family into becoming my cheap whore. So come along. Oh, here's one. Take a peek right inside this window. There's your sister taking part in a glory hole today. And I ran a sale today on glory hole tickets. So she and those other few whores are servicing so many stranger cocks. Look at her work that cock through that hole. Ever see your sister naked? Well, there she is in her work uniform. My whores aren't allowed to wear clothes or lingerie when working. They're just full on nude all the time. And she's fucking hot, right? No? You don't think so? Oh, that's right. How could I forget? It's your own flesh and blood sister whore. How does this make you feel then? Seeing your sister suck several stranger cocks because of your poor decisions. Man, she really got dealt a shit hand getting you as a brother. I would imagine she fucking hates you by now. For sure. Every cock she takes probably fuels her hatred for you. Let me get her attention. 1 second. Look who's here. It's your brother. Oh, damn. Look at the way she's looking at you with that cock still in her mouth. Yeah. She definitely hates you. I think you can go ahead and mark brother off of your list because she fucking despises you. Shall we? Let's go find the other two. Let's see. Oh, here's your mommy. Look at her. Look at that whore bent over taking cock anally. Oh, I'm so proud. Are you gagging? You better not fucking puke in my hallway. Suck it up and accept the fate that you created. This is all your fucking fault, so get it together. Not only have you witnessed your sister transformed into a whore, here's your own mother, the cheap brothel whore and someone's anal whore right now. In fact, we're going to have a special sex show today. Do you see all the people sitting in the room watching? Yeah? Well, they're watching your mom get anally fucked as a warm-up. And you might be wondering, what's the main event? Well, you are. It's a special mommy son forced incest show. Here's your time to shine. Gentlemen, may I have your attention? Do you see this man right here? Yeah, this is her son, her biological son, and this poor mother here, one of my valued whores. Because of her son, she's a brothel whore because of him. Her son apparently loves money and greed more than his own fucking mother, and her slavery to me is part of his debt. And now they're going to fuck just for you guys to watch. Well, I'm gonna force them to fuck because I have a feeling that they're not going to want to fuck each other. Well, take those pants off, son. Mommy has a cock to suck. And this gentleman knows he has no other choice but to participate. He's so royally fucked. And then poor mommy, forever in debt because of her shit son. Come here, mom. Come suck on this flaccid dick, your own son's dick, and make it believable you've got a crowd watching. Oh my God, look at that face of disgust. What is it, mommy? You don't want to suck your own son's cock? Well, too bad. Put that pretty mommy mouth around it and make it hard. Show us what incest sex looks like. That's my good whore. See, guys? My whores are just simply the best, aren't they? Oh, my. Yes, here it is, gentlemen, a mother-son blowjob. And look at him. Poor guy looks like he's gonna puke from this disgust. But here's the funny part. His cock is growing in his own mother's fucking mouth. Oh my God, something inside of his body cannot deny his mommy's own mouth. You nasty incest lover. I have a guest to introduce to this scene, actually. You guys don't stop. Mommy keeps sucking your son's cock. Come here, boy. That's a good boy. Yes, you come here. It's the infamous brothel doggy Buster, my horny little boy. Mommy, why don't you stick that ass up a bit and keep sucking your son's cock? Buster is going to bust a big one in your mommy whore cunt. Ever seen a dog fuck, mister? No. Well, you're gonna love it. Your mom has had Buster fuck her before, so it's nothing new for her. Yeah, so you get to have your first doggy fuck experience, and it's your own goddamn mother. What a special experience for you. And here he goes. Yes, he's mounting your mom's ass. All he has to do now is slide that doggy dick down her snatch, and his doggy dick knot gets stuck in your mom's fucking pussy, stretching mom's cunt out. And you're probably going to feel her moan on your dick soon. You just wait. What's wrong, son? You don't like this? You don't love this experience of your mom getting doggy fucked? Oh, but your cock is still hard, though. You're rock fucking hard. So what's up with that? It's obvious you're a sick, perverted fuck that's into beast and incest. Oh my God, did you know this about yourself, you sick fuck? Let's really actually test this out some more. Cosmic, come here, boy. Good doggy. All right, mom, you get a break from your incest sucking. Your baby boy is getting doggy raped now. Bend over. You don't want to question me, do you? Do you? It literally cannot get worse than this. I think the worst than this would be you fucking dying or one of your precious family members dying. So get on your fucking hands and knees now. Do I need to fucking force you? You don't want to upset me. I own all the women you love. That's a good boy. There we go. Here's some lube. You might want to lube your asshole up real good because this is going to be a fat fucking knot in your ass. And this dog's penis is going to enter you I want your eyes on your mother getting fucked by her dog, and I want you to really cement that memory in your head and then remember that this is all your fault. Mommy's getting doggy fucked in front of a bunch of strangers because of you. Watch her fat mommy tits sway. That's right, look at them and listen to those fucking moans from your mother's mouth. And listen to your own moans. Cosmet must be stretching that asshole with this knot. Oh, yes, that's it. Take that doggy dick, you sick fuck. Oops, it looks like mom got blasted with doggy sperm. Come here, whore. Come bend over in front of your son. Don't make me ask again. Remember who fucking owns you, whore. Yes, that's my good whore. Now, you. Mount your mother. Fuck the pussy that you came from, you motherfucker. What a sight, you guys. This is why my brothel is the best on this fucking planet, because where else can you see a forced incest show? And not only forced incest, this is a fucking threesome with mom, son, and a dog. Look at him take doggy dick while he fucks his fucking mother. Oh my God. What a shame, too. Your wife just entered the room. Oh, hasn't seen you in a month, and here you are, stuffed with a dog's dick in your ass while you're fucking your mother. Wifey, you just wait right there. I want you to watch your loser husband fuck his own mother. Oh, God, this is so humiliating, isn't it? Your wife being forced to not only be my whore, but to watch you perform incest sex while getting raped by a fucking dog. And we're only just getting started. This is going to be your worst fucking nightmare. Ew, you just got flooded by doggy sperm. Look at that, guys. Look at this. That's a man's gaped ass oozing with doggy cum. Come here, mom. Yeah, come here. You're done. I'll spare you from your son for now. I want you to come look at his gaped ass, though. Did you ever think you'd see a sight like this whenever he was a cute little kid that loved his mommy and was a good boy? I bet not. This is probably your worst nightmare, too. Do me a favor, whore mommy. Go fluff all those gentlemen in the crowd because it's almost their time to shine in this sex show. Look over there, mister. There's your pretty sister again with our resident horse stud. You're going to experience your sister getting horse cock. Yay! Isn't that exciting for you? And guess what pretty little wifey's gonna do? She's going to fuck every single man in this room, and you're gonna watch and be a good cocky cleanup bitch, even for sis. Now, let's get some cocks in these whores. You, come here. Yep, you get to stand by me unless I tell you to go clean up your wife's or your sister's whore holes. Oh, look at all those men filling up your wife. Yes, treating her like a cheap whore. Look at that face, too. Oh my God, she's hating every single fucking second of it. And you know why? It's all because of you. That beautiful woman right there, your wife, she should be spoiled. She should be having her pussy eaten for hours, made love to. Instead, she's here servicing strangers' cocks, offering her fuckholes to anyone that'll take it. You're seeing firsthand account of how much of a fucking whore your wife is now, and especially now. Watch this black man take her first. See how he bent that bitch over like he fucking owned her? Well, that happens every single day, multiple times a day. And listen to that. Do you hear how she's moaning from that black cock? I bet she doesn't even moan like that with you. How does it feel to know this black man is owning your wife's whore cunt while you have to watch? Oh, damn, there goes your sister. Yes, looks like she's been properly mounted by Monster Horsecock. Let's get a closer look, shall we? We'll come back to wifey. Look at this. Look at this. It's amazing, isn't it? Seeing a huge beast like a horse fuck a woman like this. I mean, look at the fucking size of that horse cock. And your horse sister is halfway loving it too. A slut for Monster Horsecock. And why is your dick hard again, dear brother? Do you like watching your sister get horse raped? Oh, you don't? Well, then why the fuck are you turned on, you fucking pervert? You are quite fun to play with, depraved as fuck, and you don't even know it. Turn around, look. Wife is taking some brown Indian cock now. Oh, fuck. And he's not fucking around. That brown cock is railing your fucking wife and choking her too. Look closely. Look closely at your fucking wife. Do you see that? Do you see that look in her eyes? Look at her looking at that man right in his eyes as he takes her fucking cunt brutally. There's a piece of her that loves how roughly he's fucking her. And the moans? My goodness. I'd say she's enjoying that brown cock. And do you hear how wet that whore is too? Your wife can't fucking help it. Because that brown cock is dominating her fucking cunt. And here you are, watching, probably thinking to yourself that your wife has never looked like that when you fucked her. Because you know why? She's a whore now, and not your wife whore, my whore, their whore, those strangers' cocks. And looks like wifey just got pumped with Indian seed. And now it's his turn, the Chinese fella. Ever think you'd watch an Oriental dick fuck your wife? Honestly, from observing your wife for weeks now, I think she prefers the non-white dudes, black cocks, brown cocks, anything that doesn't resemble your cock. And by the way, she's going on 2 loads inside her right now, and she has so many more loads to take in that whore cunt. And guess who's cleaning that out? You. You're going to put your lips around that used cunt and slurp out multiple loads from her sloppy fuckhole, and you're going to taste multiple cum loads and probably taste some of her cum, because let's be honest, I'm pretty sure we watched her cum with that brown cock. And when you taste that bitter, warm, whore sex mess, I want you to really fucking think about what a piece of shit husband you are. Really let that sink into your brain when you taste that gooey cum mess. Oh, and also, I'm sure you've noticed that no one wears condoms here. Your wife, sister, and mother have been raw dogged fucked all fucking month like proper cheap whores. And one more thing. Your wife's period is late by 2 weeks. I'm pretty sure there's a baby growing in that womb, and it definitely is not yours, is it? Your wife is a breeding cheap whore because of you. Let that sink in deep while you watch her moan and get used over and over again by cock that isn't and will never be yours.